So my brothers and I were growing up, my mother Millie to always tell us, heaven is here on earth. Every event, big or small, and we can celebrate and be happy. We don't wait to go to a better place. Life is about making the most of this place right here. There is a saying that says, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means that you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. And that was how Millie lived her life. She was one of those people who always chose to see the bright side in every situation. She got married when she was 21 years old. She told me how, as a newlywed, as she was getting ready for her day in the morning, she would sing. It drove my father crazy. He couldn't figure out what she had to sing about first thing in the morning. But Millie loved to sing. When she picked me up from school, we would sing in the car on the way home. When we were cleaning the house, the stereo was on full blast. She'd be singing Downtown with Petula Clark and Strangers in the Night right along with Frank Sinatra. Anyone who knew Millie knew that she had a warm and sunny personality and a joyful, almost childlike excitement about life. She loved her family dearly, and everything she did was for the benefit of her husband and children and her grandson, Robert. She made sure we all could swim because she never learned how to. And she got her fair share of bruises, patiently teaching each one of us how to ride a bicycle. There were so many times that I or my brothers were ready to quit college or give up on something, but my mother's gentle encouragement always kept us going. She would say, just take one day at a time. You never know what tomorrow will bring. We all knew she was rooting for us. She was our biggest fan. And somehow her simple words of optimism kept us moving forward. To this day, whenever life feels overwhelming, I find myself repeating those same words. My mother and I were very close, and we had our favorite things that we would do together with just the girls. One of my favorite memories as a young girl was getting all dressed up on a Saturday morning and spending the day downtown. Back then, you wouldn't dream of wearing jeans downtown. You had to dress up and look nice. It was also on the day before anyone had ever heard of Fat Graham. We'd go to Frederick and Nelson and order chicken pot pie and hot fudge sundaes and not even think about it. We would often meet one of my mother's dear friends for lunch. There would be Sue Muscatel, may she rest in peace, or Sue Levy, or Stella Tarika, and I loved hearing all those grown-up conversations. We'd be having a great time, and then the waitress showed up with the bill, and things got really interesting. Millie and her friend would each try and grab the bill, and then they would get into a loud argument about who was taking who to lunch. The poor waitress was totally confused, and I was sure they would never talk to each other again. But somehow, a couple weeks later, we were all back at Frederick and Nelson again. Sometimes we would go shopping after lunch, and on the way home, my mother would say to me in the car, now, I know that dress was $100, but if your father asks, you tell him it was $75. The funny thing is, my father never did ask. But I learned that if your husband ever asks you what you paid for something, it's not a bad idea to lower the price just a little. One of the things that I admired most about my mother was that she was grateful for everything that she was given. She was humble and gracious, and she never took anything for granted. She grew up during the Depression and told us how her mother sold her jewelry to feed her family. And on those rare occasions that she and her brothers got to go to the movies, they would buy one small candy bar and split it three ways. She was never envious of other people or what anyone had. She was always content with her life, and she didn't have a jealous bone in her body. Sometimes I would try to tease a confession out of her. I would say, weren't you jealous of your girlfriend Marcia's fabulous curly hair? Or weren't you jealous that your friend Barbara had a better voice than you did? But no matter how many times I tried provoking her, her answer to me was always the same. She would say to me, what is there to be jealous of? I can see, I can hear, I can walk. Those are the most important things in life. Everything else doesn't really matter. As I got older, I realized how those simple things are life's greatest gift. And without them, everything else is really not so important. When all of us kids were a little older, Millie decided to go back to work at First Interstate Bank, which is now Wells Fargo, and became the operations officer. She loved the people she worked with, and they all loved her. In fact, in addition to her banking duties, my mother was a regular Ann Landers. She was a great listener, and all the girls came to her for advice about boyfriends, breakups, baby advice, dating advice, you name it. In the days before Dr. Laura, My mother had very strong traditional family values, and she was single-handedly on a mission to make sure everyone got married and that no one was shacking up. She was genuinely delighted when one of her girls got engaged or if someone had a new baby. She always wanted the best for everyone. My mother always put everyone else's well-being before her own, and she was especially concerned if you weren't eating. She was always trying to feed people and adding more food to your plate. One of the things that stood out for me the most in these last years was that even in the depths of her disease, when she no longer knew what day it was, or what things were called anymore, and a lot of the time she wasn't even sure who I was, we would sit at her kitchen table, and she would say, "Did you get something to eat? Here, take this." And she would give me her plate of food. Her innate sense of wanting to take care of others before herself was the thing that stayed with her the longest. Mom, we love you, and we all miss you terribly. We pray that you are finally at peace, and at long last free from suffering. And even though we know that heaven is here on earth, we also know that with your kind, gentle spirit, and the joy and laughter you so lovingly share with everyone, you take heaven with you wherever you go. I want to take a couple minutes just to acknowledge a couple of very special people. Both of my brothers took part in caring for my mother, but I especially want to thank my brother, Phil. In addition to taking care of my mother at home every night and every weekend for many years, for over the last 3.5 years, my brother Phil went every single night to the Kleingallen home to feed my mom dinner. Rain or shine, after a full day's work, my brother was there 7 nights a week, twice on Sundays, and no matter how long it took, he made sure she was fed. Your devotion and caring to mom was extraordinary. We are so grateful to you, and I know mom loved having you there, and it gave her great comfort in these last years. The other person I want to thank is my mother's caregiver, Irma Soriano. Irma has been with my mother for over 9 years. I have never seen anyone as loyal and committed or as kind and caring as she has been. Irma wasn't formally trained as a caretaker, but she took care of my mother as if it was her own flesh and blood. My mother wasn't just a job, she was family. She took it upon herself to learn how to deal with all the many challenges and changes that constantly happened along the way, and each time she would come up with a new solution. She never complained about her work with my mother, in spite of all the difficulties, and there were many. She always did her best no matter what, going beyond what was expected of her. My mother was blessed, and we were all blessed to know you, and have the privilege of having you as part of our family for all these years. We can never thank you enough for your love, your dedication, and your hard work. You are truly an angel. We will always be indebted to you for all you've given to our family. Thank you.